Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Kajaria Ceramics Q1 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Manish Mahawar from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Mahawar.
Thank you, Neerav. Warm welcome to all the participants on Kajaria Ceramics Q1 FY24 conference call. From the management, we have Mr. Ashok Kajaria, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Chetan Kajaria, Joint Managing Director, Mr. Rishi Kajaria, Joint Managing Director, and Mr. Sanjeev Agarwal, CFO, on the call. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Ashok Kajaria for opening remarks, post which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Kajaria.
Thank you, Manish. Very good evening to everyone. It gives me great pleasure to welcome you to the Q1 FY24 earnings conference call of Kajaria Ceramics Limited. Joining me on this conference call are my sons, Chetan and Rishi, my grandson, Karthik Kajaria, our CFO, Sanjeev Agarwal, our Deputy President, Nehal Shah, Sri Bhalla, GM Investor Relations. We are in the midst of a growing demand environment on the back of a positive real estate cycle already kicking in and government's continued emphasis on infrastructure development. As tile consumption typically occurs in the later stages of construction process, the momentum gained from new launches over the past one year is expected to translate into stable tile demand from September onwards. Despite having a strong conviction in our ability to outperform the industry, this quarter has been a bit slow as compared to our expectations, mainly attributed to the subdued demand scenario in the months of April and May. In this quarter, we sold 25 million square meters of tiles compared to 23 million square meters in Q1 FY23, achieving a growth rate of 7.25%. However, we are firm in capitalizing on increasing demand and surpassing industry performance. Our previous announced projects are progressing as planned. We'll commission 2.6 million square meters of GVT capacity in Secunderabad by early August 2023, and the modernization of ceramic tile capacity at Jailpur by end of August 2023. These two new plants will enable us to manufacture larger tiles and save on fuel consumption as the new kilns are more energy efficient. At Kajaria Ceramics Limited, our success has been driven by an unwavering commitment to sales and marketing trust, firmly establishing a dominant position in the market. With a strong dealer network strategically spanning both urban and rural areas, we are continuously expanding our reach and presence. At the beginning of this year, we kicked off the exciting launch of GVT products, featuring an extensive collection of over 300 SKUs. The event witnessed the participation of more than 300 dealers from across India, making it a grand success. During this launch, we proudly introduced several exotic product categories, including the innovative 4D concepts, where one design is presented in four distinct finishes. Initially, we showcased stunning marble-like slabs measuring 120-240 centimeters, adding a touch of luxury and elegance to our offerings. In PVT vertical, we introduced a vitrinoid slab measuring 1200 by 1800 mm with a higher thickness, strategically positioned as a superior substitute for marble and granite. In ceramic vertical, we launched our latest signature collection, featuring an impressive addition of more than 300 SKUs. This extensive product range showcases cutting-edge designs catering to various customer segments, allowing us to penetrate a wider market. Furthermore, we also made a successful launch of Kerovit products, offering new variants and captivating colors. The response to this launch was truly remarkable, as numerous dealers expressed keen interest in either establishing new Kerovit showrooms or integrating Kerovit into their existing ones, and a considerable 30% or more of new orders coming from previously untapped dealers. On the export side, on the export front, Indian exports are thriving and reaching unprecedented heights in several territories. In the first quarter of FY24 alone, the country achieved exports worth rupees 4,803 crores, making a remarkable marking a remarkable 23% growth compared to ₹3,897 crores in quarter 1 F23. Presently, the United States, United Kingdom, Israel, Russia, Mexico, Kuwait, and UAE stand as the primary export destinations for Indian tile manufacturers. Looking ahead, we anticipate exports to such and be around 21,000 crores in fiscal year 23-24, surpassing last year's figure of ₹17,500 crores. This substantial increase reflects the rising global demand for Indian tiles and the industry's expanding presence in international markets. Now for this quarter's financial performance, in quarter F24, the company achieved a 7.25% volume growth and a 6% year-to-year increase in consolidated revenue from operations, reaching 1,064 crores compared to ₹1,008 crores in quarter 1 F24. Despite the challenging market conditions, the bathware segment performed well, registering a notable 17% increase in revenue during quarter 1, 24, reaching ₹84 crores compared to ₹71 crores in quarter 1, 23. However, the plywood segment faced a decline in revenue during quarter 1, F24, recording ₹14 crores compared to ₹20 crores in quarter 1, F23. Revenue from the adhesive segment stood at about 10 crores in quarter 1, F24. EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 15.9%, expanded by 130 basis points quarter to quarter and a 67 basis points year on year. This margin improvement was largely influenced by reduction in fuel costs. As of 31st December 22, the working capital days increased to 62 days from 59 days as of March 31st, 23. With this, I take this opportunity of thanking you for joining us today. Over to you for Q&A, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants are requested to restrict to two questions per participant. If time permits, please come back in the question queue for a follow-up question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment. The first question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Good evening and thank you for the opportunity. Good to see the gas cost normalizing for the industry. Sir, two questions. Firstly, on tile pricing, how has that behaved during the quarter? And, my understanding is the volumes are still not recovered. And in your commentary, also mentioned it will recover from September. Channel discounts, in my view, should be higher in 1Q also. But any price adjustments was done in 1Q and the outlook on the same, please?
See, as I said, we have already promised 30 to 15% volume growth, just for the knowledge of everybody who is joining today. 14 to 16% revenue growth for the year and 14 to 16% EBITDA margin for the year. As I said, first quarter has been tough because of various reasons. We hope that from September things will pick up. Things are better, much better from June onwards. And regarding your question of price adjustment, yes, some price per se will not come down, but some benefit will pass on to the dealers. And this I have already said in my investor meet also earlier. And the part benefit we passed on to the dealers, but overall then it will be a net gain for Kajaria in the year. As I said earlier, let me repeat that in for the year we should save about 150 to 175 crores in fuel, and we should pass on roughly about 50 to 75 crores to the trade, and 100 crores will remain in the company. And as far as JV is concerned, I also repeat, because I repeated the same thing, I said the same thing earlier, that last year the JVs didn't do well. They made a profit of about 2 crores. This year it should be 40 to 50 crore plus.
Got it, sir. And one last question, then I'll come back in the queue. On the Nepal plant, should we expect like 10-15 crores of profits next year from Nepal?
Nepal will only be commissioned by March 24. So nothing will come out this financially.
Yes, sir. I'm asking about fiscal 25, assuming that you have 50% share. My sense is Nepal could be like a 30 crore annual profit business and 15 crores comes to Kajaria from next year. Is that assumption correct?
Definitely, yes.
Perfect, sir. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. In Q1 result, I can see there is a dip in depreciation.
Keshav, you are not audible. Can you please speak through the handset?
Is it better?
It's still the same. It's sounding very feeble.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah. So in Q1, the depreciation cost have decreased. What is the reason for that?
What?
Keshav, I believe the management is not able to hear your question. Can you please speak?
It's okay. It's okay.
Binar, there was subsidy Binar earlier here. In this particular, Binar was not there.
Okay. Understood. Last question from my side. How has been the fuel prices for Q1 region-wise and how is it currently?
The fuel prices of this year? Average fuel prices for Q1 has been about 39 rupees and it is on the same lines in quarter two.
What about region mix for Q1?
Q1 mix is 39 rupees for north, 44 for south, west 37. Average is 39.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for taking my questions. I had a question about, you know, in terms of the demand situation, like you said, April, May has been weak. June onwards, it's improving. And you're maintaining 13% to 15%. But is it possible to give some more color in terms of industry? Have you seen, I mean, is in your estimate, has the industry seen a decline in volume in 1Q? Or was it kind of flattish? Any color on that?
See, industry should have been flattish. If Kajaria has grown at about 7%, I would say industry have been flattish, more or less. Exports have picked up, definitely. And going forward, as we all are aware, things are moving in the right direction in the country with a lot of real estate growth. You are more aware than me. And at our earlier discussions, we also said that once the real estate growth has come after 7 years, now it's 1 year plus, September onward, that demand should come. Infrastructure demand should come. And as you know, elections are coming, general elections are coming. That demand should also come from sometime from October. So things are much better. Things should be much better.
Understood.
We see positivity on the ground.
Correct. Sir, if you could, you know, talk about the CAPEX for FY24 and FY25, what kind of CAPEX can we build in the estimate?
FY24, the estimated CAPEX is about 370 crores.
And could you elaborate where, which all plants and what CAPEX are? Is it possible?
Detail-wise, if you want to make a rough note,
yes.
Jaipur modernization is about 50 crores. Secunderabad new plant is 70 crores. Nepal is 90 crores. Bhatwar is 80 crores. Maintenance CAPEX is about 30 crore plus. And we are building up should be another 50 crores. That has already some CAPEX has incurred last year and some CAPEX will be this year.
Sorry, last part I couldn't follow, sir. 50 crores for towards what?
50 crores for the corporate office Kajaria is building.
Corporate office. Okay, sir. Understood. I'll fall back in the queue, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Praveen Sahai from PL India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so the my question is related to the gas pricing. How much of the biofuel contribution right now to your north plants?
To the north plant is about 33%. And total is about 20% overall.
And how is the pricing there?
Biofuel pricing is about 22 rupees.
Okay, and you also use propane in the south plants. How is the pricing there?
We are not using propane anymore, which all south plants are all gas-based. Now, LNG by road. Gas by road.
Okay, sir. And the next question is related to subsidiary realization, which has gone down somewhere around 11%. So is there any specific reason for that, or is just on a market behavior?
There is no realization which has gone down, Mr. Sri.
Better no.
Huh? Which one? 1 minute. 1 minute, please. This one. See, in JBs, hello?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Can you hear me? Yeah, yes, in JBs, there is a massive reduction in the gas prices there, we passed on that benefit to the trade because of the competition out there. Because basically, JBs, we are making PVT, polyvinylchloride tiles,
which Kajaria is buying, and we have reduced the price.
Yeah.
So that will be maintained over here at this gas price.
If the gas prices continue like this, yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll come in as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss. Please go ahead. Sneha, may I request you to unmute your line from your side and go ahead with your question, please. Due to no response, we move on to the next participant. Next question is from the line of Nikhil Agarwal from VT Capital Markets. Please go ahead. Nikhil, can you hear us?
Yeah, good evening, sir. Sir, can you please guide us on the pricing strategy? Like, did you take any price hikes in the first few days of July?
And
what is our trend going forward?
Nikhil, your voice is echoing. Can you please speak through the handset?
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yeah, I think you're NG.
Now it's audible, sir?
Yeah, you're audible. Please repeat your question.
Yeah, sure. So can you just guide us, like, what kind of pricing strategies we are looking forward going ahead? Like, did you take any price hike in the first few days of July? Like, we have seen some significant price drop has happened.
Yeah, as we said, that we already got a good saving on the gas, so there's no reason of taking a price hike. In fact, we are maintaining the prices and giving a little bit more benefit to the dealer so that we increase our sales. As we said, that our target is to do 30 to 15% of volume growth, and that is what we are looking for. So we can't increase prices, but the savings in gas will pass on sub the trade to achieve our volume. Volume is the main criteria which you are looking at.
Okay.
And you've seen the margins have already improved in the first quarter.
Got it, sir. So the second question is, like, we have seen some significant spike in our raw material consumption. Like, can you please throw some light on that thing? Like, what kind of things are causing that sudden spike in the raw material cost?
There is no spike in the raw material. In fact, the raw material costs have stabilized and even gone down.
Gone down.
There's no spike anywhere.
Okay, sir. Got it, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Ghosh from DSP Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. So just looking through your volume on a more like a 4-year CAGR, you know, we still are looking at about a 6% 4-year CAGR volume that you have grown for 1QFY24. And, you know, if you look at, you know, broadly some of the other building material category, we see much sharper growth happening on a 3-year, 4-year CAGR basis. So is it that with a lag effect, one should expect a much stronger H2? How are you looking at the demand? Is there a point of inflection? Sir, just some thoughts that will be helpful.
See, the quarter two, after September, things will be better. No doubt about it. But right now, let us restrict up 30 to 15% volume growth. First quarter, we have done at 7%. we have to make it up also to make sure that we achieve that numbers, right? So there is no inflection, and let us focus on what we are trying to do.
Okay, great. So the other thing,
just to add to that, we are also increasing our advertisement spend and all, as we said, which will also help us achieving our growth numbers.
Okay, and what would be the spend for the quarter and the year look like?
So last year we spent 108 crores in advertising spend. This year the target is roughly 135 crores. Last quarter we spent 19 crores, and this quarter, first quarter, we spent around 26 crores on that.
Great. And from the current capacity of about 81 MSM, how should one look at it by end of FY25? What would the capacity be like?
So with our Secunderabad expansion, I will add another 2.6, and then 8.1 in Nepal. So that will make it about 89. And these are the ones we have planned as of now. There, other than that, the outsourcing will also increase. Other than that, as we go along, we'll plan. No other expansion planned as of now.
Okay. And so just one last question in terms of the bathware segment. How should one look at the growth prospects from there? Because there, I think the opportunity for market share gains are much better. So anything that we should look at the growth prospects as far as the bathware is concerned?
Yes, so we are very positive on the bathware. I think in quarter one, we did a 20% growth roughly, which is a tough quarter overall. We still did a 20% growth, and we are looking at a 30% plus growth in the entire year. We had a very good launch in the bathware where the dealers were very, very happy with our products. They're giving us a good area for displays and all that. So we are definitely going to achieve 30% plus volume growth in bathware. Value growth.
Okay. And so just one thing on the large slab part of it, how has been the market feedback, progress, any color there would be helpful?
See, large slab market is still very small in India. It's still a growing segment. I mean, still a lot of work has to be done. But with our South plant, we are the only company which has a Continua Plus line in the South, And we just started our Continua Plus line in North. So with both these lines, we're definitely going to increase our slab sales in times to come. These are high margin, the volumes are very less, but the margins are good. So as we go along, as the market develops, things are going to get better.
Okay, great. And so just one last question. Any color on the competitive intensity as far as the end market is concerned? Any color there would be helpful. How has that been shaping up? Thanks.
See, everybody is trying to do the job better. Everybody is trying to do the job better. I think Somani Johnson should do well with the GST. As I have always said, GST helps us in taking a market share from the so-called regional players, and we are all trying to do our best efforts, and I think we are all for a positive gain in the coming time.
Thank you. Request to all the participants, please restrict to 2 questions per participant. Next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Couple of questions, sir. First one, you indicated 23% revenue growth for exports for Q1. Sir, how much is the volume growth over here and the price growth?
Price growth for export should be more or less same. Whatever number you are seeing is the volume growth.
It is the volume growth.
Not much change in it. Whatever you are seeing is the volume growth. Value growth. I'm sorry.
So 23% is value, so there is volume growth. There is no price growth, that's what you're saying?
No, volume growth.
Okay, perfect.
Volume growth.
Correct. Sir, my second question is on...
One minute.
The exports is a 23% value growth over last quarter. So this quarter, they did almost 4,800 crores of exports.
There is no price change.
There is no price change. So that depends on the
volume. Correct. Perfect. Sir, second is, how much will be the fuel costing for the Morbi guys? Specifically, the reason I ask is, I think propane import duty has got increased during the quarter, but the underlying prices would have reduced. So I just wanted to understand on a parity basis, so where would Morbi be operating at versus the number that you stated for us is around 39 rupees. Sir, can you please provide some color here?
Morbi, the current prices of gas is about 41, including taxes, number one. And propane is also the same price. Propane is 1 rupee higher. About same. Okay, 41 point something. So their landed cost of gas today is 41 rupees per SCM. And the propane is also 41 rupees per SCM.
And this is after the import duty, right? Bump in import duty.
Yeah. But when we talk about landed, means landed to the plant. Import duty is being paid by the manufacturer, but whoever is in.
This is helpful. And sir, if possible, would it be possible for you to give some color on how we arrive at 39 rupees? Earlier you had indicated about Henry Hub, biogas. Some color over here, that would be useful, sir.
That details you can pick up later. But right now, as I said earlier, the north prices are 39, south is 44, and west is 37. Landed is 41. We landed is 41, right? Average. So the average is 39.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt you, sir. I'll request to join the queue again for a follow-up question. The next question is from the line of Jainish Karia from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my first question is that there is a contraction in the gross margin during the quarter. So is there any specific reason that you can highlight for that?
There's
a marginal improvement in the gross margin if you take purchase of traded good, power and fuel and raw material together. And if you're not taking purchase of traded goods, then remove the outsourcing volume from the total volume.
Okay, I'm not taking into consideration the power and fuel cost. So is just the purchase of trading goods and stock in trade that I'm taking in consideration. So considering that, 63% gross margin has gone down to 56%.
Yes. If you're comparing YOY, then yes. There is obviously in Q1 FY23 the raw material costs were cheaper as compared to today's raw material, but quarter on quarter it has come down. So all inflationary impact has come down, but YOY there is still some impact.
Okay, understood. And would it be possible to quantify the benefit that we have passed on to the dealers in terms of reduced gas costs during the quarter?
See, it is not a question of quantum, it's a question of, you know, some discounts depending on the product is given so that he pushes more to the market. That will be very difficult to tell you exactly on what, but
3% decline.
Yeah, something like 3% decline overall in the revenue.
Okay, that helps kind of. I'll come back in the queue for some more questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Hasmukh from Star Union Daiichi Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. My question is on margin. So you guided for, let's say, 14 to 16% margin for this year with Q1 at 15.9%. And as gas prices are also, let's say, favorable, so any specific reason to be conservative here?
So going forward, you will see a better margin. See, as we all know, quarter two and quarter three were the toughest last year. Gas was cut, gas prices went up high, spot prices were at double the prices of the normal pricing. Things have become normal. I'm sure with the market improving, you will see a better result. That's all we can say today. We keep our guidance unchanged, but if the number goes up, you will see it. First,
okay. On that line only, employee cost this quarter has declined on a YOY basis. This is slightly unusual in Q1. So any specific reason here?
See, as far as the employee costs are concerned, no, as we said earlier 2 years back, no manpower is added every year. Manpower addition is almost zero. Somebody goes, somebody comes in is one issue. Secondly, with this growth of volume, whatever is happening, manpower cost will proportionately come down.
Absolute numbers are same.
Absolute numbers are same.
Okay. Okay. So basically going forward in, let's say, next couple of quarters, whether this more or less a trend remain as volume growth will start picking up from September onwards. So yeah.
Yes. Volume growth will start definitely from September onwards.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sonali Salgaonkar from Jefferies India. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I hope all of you are doing well. So my first question is regarding biofuel. You mentioned in your earlier commentary that the average usage of biofuel across is about somewhere at 20%. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, the maximum that it can go is about 35% of your overall power and fuel cost. So does that mean that there is a further leeway of margin expansion as you increase your biofuel mix in the overall power and fuel?
First, the biofuel in north is 33%. Overall biofuel is 20%. That's number one. That's the maximum we can go right now, number one. But as some participant asked earlier, right now, if you see the numbers, we have done the, as far as EBITDA is concerned, it's 15.9. And the two quarters ahead were the most difficult quarters. So once the sale picks up, things, numbers will improve. Definitely, EBITDA margins has to improve. I'm not giving any guidance right now, as I said, but definitely you see more positivity as we go forward.
Understand, sir. So my second question is, you mentioned that April, May was tough in terms of demand. I understand because of unseasonal rains as well. June seems to be picking up. Is July also a case where we are seeing demand pick up on the ground? And where do you see the demand coming on from rural, or rather urban versus tier two, tier three, tier four cities?
See, July would have been better, but unfortunately, excessive rainfalls everywhere in the country has made transportation and everything very, very difficult. If the transportation doesn't reach, the dealer doesn't know whether I will have a customer tomorrow or not. So that's the reason. July has been overall month because of the excessive rains all over the country, and especially in northern India, as you are aware, things have been very, very tough. And even in Gujarat and Mumbai, things have been tough. So looking at that, July has been a tough month. But July, August are 2 months where heavy rainfall takes place in India. And as I said earlier, September onwards, you will see very positive scenario in the country. And I'm sure this will also apply to us.
Got it, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you, Sonali.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Udit from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So just one question pending. You have highlighted a lot of things. So can you throw light on your plywood business? Earlier, we were aiming for more than 100 crores in 2024, but Q1 has just been 10 crores. So how do we see the whole year planning for the business?
So last year, we did 77 crores of revenue. This year, we're targeting 100 crores, which is a 30% revenue growth. The main reason being we've got a very strong sales team now. We took a very senior gentleman from the plywood industry for heading the plywood vertical, and he's getting in a very strong sales team in the next month or two. So we're looking at positively crossing 100 crores turnover in this financial year.
Okay. Yeah, that's helpful, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss Mutual Fund. Please go ahead. Sneha, we are unable to hear you. May I request you to speak through the handset? Sneha, if you can hear us, may I request you to unmute your line, please? Next question is from the line of Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening. My question pertains to your volume assumption. As you mentioned, second half, the volume numbers should pick up. So are we factoring in 20% sort of volume growth for second half?
Let's not go into the details. Let us focus on our job. And we are saying that we are looking at 13%-15% volume growth for the whole year. And I'm sure with the market improving, we'll do it.
Okay. And this margin guidance 14%-16% also, we could deliver this Q1 sort of margins in subsequent quarters, even if the volume numbers pick up?
Slightly look better.
Sorry to interrupt you, we missed out on the beginning of the answer. Can you repeat that, please?
As far as the margins are concerned, the quarter 2, quarter 3 last year were the toughest because of the gas prices, because of gas cut, and the spot prices were double than the normal prices. Things have normalized on that fuel front. And going ahead, the moment the volumes come, you see a better EBITDA margins, that much I can assure you. But I can assure you that the margins will look better.
Okay. Great, sir. I'll come back and queue. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Utkarsh from Haitong Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Good evening, sir. So first question is like, what is the reason that our manufacturing types production was down 5% on a YOY basis, whereas our outsourced sales volume was up 13% in this June quarter?
So our manufacturing was down because we were upgrading our Secunderabad plant. So that entire quarter, that plant was shut down. And we commissioned the line on 15th of July and the production will come on 29th or 30th of July, early August. And then it will match up. The entire quarter was shut because of the upgradation of the plant.
And even going forward, you see, as Kajaria is saying that 13 to 15% volume growth, we just shared a few minutes back the capacity part. So outsourcing will increase more and more. Depending on where we are marketing, the outsourcing will depend on that.
And also what we are also planning to do is we are launching a good massive ad campaign very soon, early August. And we are increasing our ad spend. So all these factors will help us doing our numbers.
Okay. So second question is on the export side. On the global tire trade space, if you can give some idea of where India is placed in comparison to China in terms of quality and cost.
India quality is quality and cost both are excellent.
Both are excellent.
And India today has
we are more competitive than China, or they are more competitive than us?
No, I think we are almost equal to China. We are now number two just after China, and a lot of countries are now preferring India over China. So that is the reason that you've seen export surge in exports.
And secondly, if you recall 2 years back, last 2 years, the freight rates had gone up sky high. That has come down to almost 15% of what it was. A container to USA was costing $12,000 to $15,000. It has come down to $2,000. So that has also made worthwhile to export to all these countries. The freight rates have come down to 10 to 15% of what it was 2 years back.
And so what kind of a margin and return is earned on tiles export, those who are exporting from India?
That Morbi people will say you better.
Sir, since you might be having an idea, so just wanted to get a sense from
you. You get this idea from them.
We hardly export, so I think they let this be in their
program. Get it from them. Will be better.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sneha from Investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible? Sneha, you're from Nuvama. I'm really sorry for the audio disturbances. Just two questions from my end. One is on the adhesives part of it. I think in the opening remark you mentioned this particular quarter you've done 10 odd crores. Just wanted to understand what are we doing here and what's the vision in this particular segment and what are we aiming for FY24 and even going ahead.
So last year we had a turnover of 38 crores in the adhesive division with a PBT of roughly 7 crores. And this year's target is a turnover of 65 crores with a PBT of roughly 12 to 13 crores. We've already tied up with 10 manufacturing facilities across the country for faster delivery and timely and in a cost competitive manner to all the dealers and channel partners we have, because it's a freight intensive product. So that's our vision plan for this financial year. And next year we plan to cross 100 crores turnover in this segment.
Okay, so this segment is actually growing much faster than even the wood panel division that you have at this point of time.
Correct.
And on the wood panel side, although you've given clarity in terms of what you're looking at, what's the rough breakup? I think we were also doing laminates here. what's the rough breakup right now between the plywood and the laminate side that you are working on?
Roughly 45 CR was plywood and 32 was laminate. That's a rough breakup of the last year's turnover.
And what is the ambition going forward? Like you said, 100 crore you have to reach. So roughly the similar kind of growth in both the segments?
Yes, similar growth is there in both the segments.
Sure, got that. And one last one, if at all I can just come in again, is on the distribution front. You mentioned your agenda for the ad spends. You know, you want to increase it to 135 odd crore. What are you looking at in terms of distribution addition this particular year? And what have you already achieved in quarter one? Like, you know, any additions, numbers that you can show here?
So, roughly we have 840 dealers across the country. And we're looking to surpass 2,000 dealers in this financial year, out of which 500 will be exclusive Kajaria dealers, meaning they're selling only Kajaria tiles.
Understood. Thanks a lot. And all the best, team.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Pulkit Patni from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for taking my question. Sir, you spoke about export and how strong export growth has been. Typically, we've seen whenever Morbi is focused on export, the competition in the domestic market is a lot lesser. Are you seeing that play out? Can you talk about how this export growth impacts realization in the domestic market? I mean, any color on that would be helpful.
A good question, Pukit. Whenever there is more exports, as you rightly said, the lesser pressure will be from Morbi on domestic market, yes. Secondly, two things have happened. Gas prices have considerably reduced in the last 12 months. So, prices per se will not go up at least in the next 8 months. But our margins will improve for a simple reason that whatever benefits, like last year I said, we are saving close to 150 to 175 crore this year on the gas front only. And that partly that will be passed on to the trade and at least 100 crores will remain with the company. Secondly, JVs which were not working well are also working very well now. That should add very positive as far as the bottom line are concerned to the extent of 40 to 50 crores. So that will be the net addition. But exports, whenever it goes up, you take it there will be less pressure on the domestic market from work.
Sure, sir. So that's helpful. Sir, maybe one more question. Can you talk about broadly for the industry, is there significant capacity addition that is planned for the industry? I mean, I'm just trying to visualize how the demand-supply dynamics could look in the next few years.
See, if I take you 3 years back, in the year 19, almost every year in the month of Janmashtami, whenever Janmashtami was there, they were adding 30, 40, 50 plants in a year. 2021, 2022, 2023, there's hardly an addition of 15 to 20 new plants. So that is the scenario in Morbi. And the biggest change is what? GST. Before GST, there was a lot of tax play. After GST, tax play has reduced to a great, great extent. And then that is one reason why the organized sector, per se like Kajaria, Somani, Johnson, is taking the market share away from them.
Sure, sir. Very helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Omkar from Shri Investments. Please go ahead. Omkar, may I request to unmute your line and go ahead with your question, please?
Yeah, my question was on ROE. What kind of ROE and ROC targets you are looking for this current year?
No, there are no targets. Kajaria doesn't set these targets.
If the margin goes up, the ROC will go up.
And as I said earlier, I think Sanjeev will say more about it, with the more outsourcing, you see, Kajaria has to grow 13 to 15% in volume terms every year. Part of it will be, a lot of it will be outsourcing also. So automatically your margins will go up. ROC and ROC will go up.
So maybe Sanjeev can give
throw more light on this.
See, in this quarter also there is a 300 basis improvement in ROE from 15.5 to 18%. And this quarter we have done only 6-7% volume. When we grow more, when we achieve 13 to 15% volume, coupled with better this margin, the ROE, ROC both will go up. As Chairman Sir has said, because of the more outsourcing, the percentage of more outsourcing, the ROC will go up further.
Okay, you talked about 13-15% annualized growth. So, in order to achieve that, you have to grow significantly in the next 3 quarters. So, what's making you so optimistic about this?
Can you come again with your question, because your line is not so clear.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. My question was, in order to grow 13-15% on an annualized basis, you need to grow substantially higher in the remaining 3 quarters, as you have grown just 6%. So, what is making you so bullish?
I think I have answered this to everybody. You are not hearing. I think what is happening in the con call.
No, I joined the call a little bit late. Yeah. So,
as I said earlier, markets are tough. Have been tough in April and May. June was better. July is again tough because of excessive rains all over India. August will be okay, and September onwards things will be very, very positive in the country as well as for us. So we are very confident of reaching 13-15% volume terms, number one. Secondly, as Rishi said, that we are, Chetan said, that we are going to spend about 135 crores plus in advertising. From first week of August, we are going very strong on advertising, and that will also help generate more sales to our dealers. Because basically, what is the purpose of advertisement? Advertisement purpose is to bring the customers to the door of the dealer.
Okay, so just wanted to know any longer term plans on revenue front and margin front you want to share? Not immediate short term, maybe 3-5 years kind of.
No. Again, you are asking the same question which I have said so many times. The target for this year is 13-15% volume growth, 14-16% revenue growth, and 14-16% EBITDA growth. That is what we are looking at. That is we are focusing on.
That's for the current year, right? Any medium-term plan?
There is no medium-term plan. There is no long-term plan. This is what we are talking for this year. We'll talk about it after 6 months.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Lavanya from UBS Group. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Most of my questions are answered. Just one thing I wanted to understand, as you have been highlighting that pricing would be largely stable or slightly lower for Kajaria. How has been the pricing scenario of the overall industry? How it has come down, and what's the pricing difference between Kajaria products and Morbi products? Any sense there?
The pricing for Kajaria has been stable. Prices per se have not been touched. But as we said earlier, some discount will be passed on, some trade benefits will be passed on to the dealers to sell more. That's one. As far as the difference between the pricing is concerned, I can often tell you that between the nearest competitor, that is number two, I think the pricing difference is between 6-10% depending on the product. As far as Morbi is concerned, it should be close to 20-25% between Kajaria and Morbi.
And this is largely stable over last year and now, right?
This is stable for the year and now, but before GST, the difference was between Morbi and Kajaria was 40-45%. GST has minimized the difference from 40-45% to 20-25% because they are also paying GST, we are also paying GST.
Got it. That's my question. And anything on exports that we are planning? I know that it's a very small business for us, but do you see any opportunity there going ahead?
So our main focus is not on exports. We'll still export a little bit here and there, but our main focus is domestic. And Dubai showroom is helping us a little bit to expand our export horizon. We're getting some inquiries from Africa and all. A lot of people, that is the whole purpose of opening our showroom in Dubai, to get an international presence. So that's helping, but that's a very slow and steady process. Overall, all the buyers come to Morbi. That is the export hub.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt you, Lavanya. I'll request you to join the queue again for a follow-up question. Next question is from the line of Nikhil Agarwal from VT Capital Markets. Please, go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thank you for the opportunity, sir.
Yeah,
sir, can you please guide us with the trade
mix
between...
Nikhil, you are not audible.
Am I audible now?
So initially when you were speaking, it was fine. Can you go back to the same old setting? Nikhil, can you hear us? Due to no response, we move on to the next participant. Next question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up. Ashokji, just one question on the business mix. Now, I can see, you know, when we discuss about outsourcing and own manufacturing, obviously outsourcing will increase as we've discussed earlier. But if I look at the average selling pricing, it looks like the outsourcing tiles are much, you know, at least 10% expensive than what we're making in-house. I just wanted to get my thought process very clear on this. As a strategy, shouldn't we doing be more value addition in-house and, you know, lesser outsourcing?
No, no, no. First, your information is not correct. As far as outsourcing is concerned, like we said earlier, we have to do, we are looking at 13 to 15% volume growth for the next 3 years. That's number one. Now, next year we are adding lesser capacity, so outsourcing may increase. Depending on which market you sell, suppose we want to sell to North and East, then we will put up a plant in North. If you have to sell to South more, the South plant will expand. If you have to sell West, then it will come from RB. So that's a basic strategy. As far as the outsourcing is concerned, only polished vitrified tiles, which is being outsourced from RB, the bigger slabs, are value, more value addition than the normal production. Whether in ceramic and GVT, nothing is like that. The manufacturing in-house will always be more expensive than the outsourcing.
The logistics are always better than the outsourcing.
Will always be better than the outsourcing.
Got it. You know, why I was referring to that was when I look at your reported numbers, your outsourcing realizations is 440 versus manufacturing is 390. So just
that is only for polished vitrified tiles.
That volume is very less, no?
Yeah.
We are only that selected some items we are outsourcing. They are little value-added products.
Perfect, I got that. Thank you so much. Thank you for answering.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Saurabh Jain from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Most of my questions have been answered. I wanted to understand that in addition to the sales team that you have on our payroll, correct me if I'm wrong, that you know, people like the architects or the masons also are actually you know, strong component in this whole value chain and also act as a sales ambassador for our brand. Is that the right understanding?
So masons really don't play a role. Architects, yes, in some places they do play a role, and we already have people in our organization who are meeting architects and interior designers. Mason is very in the smaller town, so it's that the decision maker is a consumer.
So, got it. So what initiatives are we putting in on ground today to kind of strengthen our relationships with people like the architects or the other influencers?
We already have people in place. We don't have to do anything today. We've already been doing it for years. We already have people in place who are very aggressively meeting architects and interior designers and promoting our products. See, we have to be already in touch with them.
Yeah, that's great. What I understand is that, you know, correct me again if I'm wrong, that things like large size slabs, there is a lot of, you know, training that needs to be, you know, put on ground as far as the masons are concerned, because they are facing somewhat hard time to kind of handle or deal such large slabs which they haven't kind of dealt before. Is that the right understanding? If yes, then do you see a need for kind of training also to be an important part along with your sales strategy when you want to scale up the contribution from these larger size slabs?
See, large slabs, Kajaria has come after 2 years. Morbi has come before 2 years ago.
So the masons already trained.
They are already trained. And there are 15 plants operating in Morbi. Kajaria put the first plant for itself in South. Now it is putting up in North, which are the individual plants. But Morbi is already there. And they have been being trained for the last
an issue. Masons laying of these tiles are masons, not an issue.
Okay. Okay, understood. Thank you. That is helpful. And another question that I had, what could be, can you talk about your medium to long-term aspirations in the plywood segment? Now that you highlighted that you are kind of also joining up the sales team and you look to be getting aggressive in this space. Can you highlight in the mid to long-term, what are your aspirations in this business?
So right now, we are focusing on this quarter and the next quarter. We can update more after the next two quarters once we are close to this 100 crore number which I talked about in the earlier call.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I think it was a good set of questions and answers which came from various people, and we hope, as Kajaria team, we have answered it to the best of our this thing. So thank you very much for organizing this, Manish. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.